Tell us about this device and the application. How did this all come about in the first place?
Well, the Enforcement Link's mobile operations team has developed, and we continue to develop, mobile applications that allow Customs and Border Protection personnel to access CBP data via smartphones. Our first application was developed as a direct response to the bombing attempt of Northwest 253 in 2009, and our apps have evolved. We have a critical anti-terrorist mission, and our apps deliver targeting data to the front line in real time, and this is the key, without a cable. These apps have assisted our officers and Border Patrol agents. The count is up to 650 enforcement actions, including the interdiction of illegal aliens, narcotics, weapons, and unreported currency. We have a cargo application that has assisted our staff to release imported cargo in real time, rather than the officers having to go back to the office to go put in their inspection results. They actually release the cargo at the time of inspection from the loading dock. And that makes a critical difference to the importing community in cycle time.
So can you just give me I'm trying to paint a picture in my head. I mean, what does this app look like?
It's an application. We put it onto a smartphone. Right now, it's on a BlackBerry. We have a scanning peripheral that attaches to it on a hard connection. That scanning peripheral will read the machine readable zone on a travel document or a driver's license. And the officers or the Border Patrol agents can just scan the document and get the same answer they would at a computer terminal at an airport or at a seaport. Here's an example. A couple of weeks ago, we had some officers working on the water with a local Marine Patrol in Detroit. They stop a vessel coming in from Canada, and they queried the passenger. And that passenger was the subject of an arrest warrant. And there's no electric cord or Ethernet cable in the middle of the river. We can get the information where we need it.
So basically it's through the public broadband wireless network, in other words.
Yes, sir. It's over cell phones and work. You know, it has passed all levels of security. It's on a 256-bit encryption. So as far as keeping the data safe, because we are transmitting data results on people and on trade, it meets all the security requirements that are set out.
What were some of the biggest challenges in developing it? Because it seems like such a useful tool. It begs the question, why didn't this happen earlier?
That's a good question. What's been the greatest challenge with this is probably patience. That's still a work in progress. 7 years ago, we tried to develop a mobile application. Okay, we tried to do this down at the Port of Miami. And quite simply, the technology wasn't where it needed to be yet. Okay, we tried to do it on a Palm Pilot, and then we had to sink the Palm Pilot in the cradle. But the reality is, sometimes you just have to wait for the technology to catch up to your ideas.
We're speaking with Tommy Rowland, Jr., Program Manager in the Office of Field Operations at U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Now, it works on a BlackBerry, but so many agencies and so many, are going to the iOS platforms or the Android platforms. Any plans to port that application to those other devices? Maybe it could be used to look at other federal databases.
Great. Another good question. We're already working on that. Our applications are web-based applications, and we're already testing the devices on iOS and on Droid tablets. What's interesting about the Droid tablet test that we're doing now is when we go out to do a cargo inspection, we have to enter in the high-security bolt seal information, and that's on a barcode. Our development team has already identified an application that integrates with the Droid and can read the barcode on the seal so we don't fat finger in the seal number. We can take advantage of the native functionality of those other devices.
So it uses the camera that's built into it to do the reading.
You got it.
And you're nominated for this award with Neil Samha, and he, I guess, is the He's from the Office of Technology, so I'm assuming he was sort of the technical expert and you were the person who could give sort of the real world, this is how field, you know, operatives would use this type of thing. Given that, what did you teach the IT experts? What sort of knowledge did you bring from how the Border Patrol or Customs would actually be using this that helped improve the device?
Emily, I've been with Customs and Border Protection for 33 years. And the way that I like to describe our partnership and our friendship, and my partner's name is Niall, the way that I like to describe our partnership is I'm a gun and a badge who wants to be a geek. And Niall is a geek who wants to be a gun and a badge. We've just meshed together so well. And he can translate what my ideas and it's not just my ideas. We have biweekly teleconferences with our user community to be able to have that, you know, continued move towards improvement. And what we do is some of our ideas come from people in the field who are using it now. And that continuous move for improvement is probably one of the things that's made the program as successful as it is.
Now, a lot of federal agencies that might want to learn from this, and there are many of them that are going this whole mobility route with enterprise applications, you say you have gone the web browser type of interface instead of the app method, which is the other route to this. And you feel that's the way this is going to be best developed in the future?
Well, the platform that we query against is a CBP, it's a web-based platform, and we have access to over 40 different databases that we can hit. Is that the way to go? It works for us because it tends to give you, I think it's a more robust application process because you can make changes a lot easier, and you can make enhancements. We're going into release 23 at the end of the week, and the thing is that I don't know that you could do it so fast if you were just working in a native app environment.
And is the interface optimized for the tiny screen so you don't get this web page scrunched down so it's hard to read?
It's not going to be as fast as if you're on a T1, but the 3G responses that we get, they're rock solid. I mean, the response time that you get, I mean, our users, you know, one of the big user groups that have been real strong on it is our Border Patrol agents, because for a long time, you know, they're out there doing their tough mission, and they haven't had a tool out there, and they're loving it. They're loving it large.
No, my question, too, though, was, is the interface screen that you have built designed for the small screen as opposed to a website which would be designed for a desktop screen?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Excuse me. Yeah. The and that's one of the other reasons that we like the move to the other platforms is because you get a little bit more screen real estate.
And a faster browser, too.
Absolutely.